You are listening to Spitball.
One of the newest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This man played 16 years in the NFL, had over 950 catches, more than 13,000 receiving yards, played in four Super Bowls. Please welcome Andre Reed. Woo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
Now these ones should work. Hello? Yes. Yeah. They're working.
What's up, Dolphin fans?
I love it.
Well, let's go, Buffalo!
Are you comfortable surrounded by Miami fans?
I love the Dolphin fans. My best games are against them. I like that, yeah. Yeah.
We've got Raiders fans here now. We've got
the gorilla earlier. Suit.
Very good.
Are you hot, man?
Very hot.
Amongst those Dolphin fans, you got to be really hot. I see you.
So let's start with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Obviously, yes. Inducted this past summer. What did that mean to you to be now one of the best of the best?
You know what? You play this game because you love it and the passion of the game. I love the game just like all these guys now and before me. It's just something that you love to do. And to be recognized as a Hall of Famer, as only 287 guys get that distinction, it's a pretty good thing. It's nice.
Absolutely. And you deserve it. Are there any Buffalo Bills fans out here?
Woo! Let's go, Buffalo!
I'll see you guys afterwards.
There you go. Right, so we got a couple of you Bills.
I'll give you a special autograph, you two guys.
There we go. We'll have you guys together. That team that played in the Super Bowls.
That's awesome. Yes.
People may look at it and say, well, you lost those Super Bowls, but to come back year after year, that was when we look back in NFL history, that would be regarded as a special team, I think.
Oh, of course. And I think, again, you play this game because you want to get to the Super Bowl and win. That's why everybody plays the game. And I was fortunate enough to go to 4 in a row, which I'll never be done again. Yes, thank you very much.
And that's got to be worth a round of applause.
Yes,
Super Bowls in a row.
It will never be done again. And you're fortunate enough to play this game as long as you can. And to be on the stage like that 4 times in a row, and to be with the guys I had with me, that's awesome.
Let's talk about a couple of the guys that are on your team then. And start with the head man, the head coach, Marv Levy. I mean, everyone will know Marv Levy, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Absolute gentleman he is. He's a great guy. You tell us about what it was like to play for him.
Well, Marv was just the kind of coach that let you be yourself. And as long as you didn't do anything to disrupt the team or do anything negatively towards the team and the organization, he let you be a man. And then if you messed up, then there was consequences. But otherwise, he let you go. And, not only was he a good coach, he was like a father figure, too.
He looked like he was tough to upset. I mean, he would never swear. He would never curse.
That's a lie.
Is that not true, right? Yeah. He always looked like such a gentleman.
Yeah, he swore a lot, but he did it under his breath. He used big words when he swore, so a lot of times you know what they meant.
I hate to when people.
You had to go to the dictionary and find out what it meant.
Yeah, they confuse you, don't they?
Yeah.
Tell us about Jim Kelly then, the man who threw so many passes to you because he was a tough player when he played the game. And I think we've all seen just recently what a fighter Jim Kelly is.
And he's gotten support, he's gotten support all over the world. The NFL community, players, fans, everybody has supported him in his fight, with cancer. And he's probably the toughest guy. I said this in my Hall of Fame speech, the toughest guy I ever saw. What a trooper. And he's an example and an inspiration to a lot of people.
Does that rub off on you as players? Because if your quarterback's back there playing like a linebacker, does that, you then have to feel like you have to raise your game as well?
As far as what goes. My game was always raised, man.
Yeah.
It was raised every single Sunday. Yeah. 1 o'clock, I had to raise it up.
Yeah. No half measures.
No, not at all.
Absolutely. The game tomorrow. I mean, actually, what about the Bills staying in Buffalo? Looks like they're going to... Yeah. There was lots of talk about the team being sold, and now it looks like they're going to stay there in Buffalo. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to the people of Buffalo?
It means a lot because that team has been there for over 50-some years, and Ralph Wilson, who passed last March... I'm sure that his wish was to keep it in Buffalo. And now that Terry and Kim Pegula have bought the team, he owns the Sabres, so it's going to stay in Buffalo. London wouldn't be a bad place, I tell you that.
Look at this.
I like some London, man. I like it over here. I like it. Long trip, but it's worth it. It's nice over here.
And you played here before, right? In the old Wembley Stadium?
The old Wembley, 1995 I played here, and it was the American Bowl back then. Yeah. So yeah, it wasn't a regular season game like they have now.
Incredible when you look up and down and see all these fans.
Yeah, the UK is something else, man. They have affiliations everywhere. I mean, there's Dolphins and Raiders fans here, and then the next game, and then the next game. But fans here are just fans of the game, and that's maybe someday we'll have a team here.
There was a gentleman, oh, he's still there, the gentleman with the Buccaneers jersey. See, what you don't know is Andre had a little go at this guy.
Yeah, man, right here.
When we did a little fan forum a little bit further down Regent Street.
At least you're in Florida right there. It's in Miami, you're in Florida, bro.
And then I piled on as well, so I'm fair play to you for staying, because 56-14. What about tomorrow's game then? How do you see it going? And really pressure game for both teams. I know it's only week four, but it feels like that.
Well, I know somebody's going to win. So
that's
about it.
That's good enough for me.
I know the Bills are 1-0 against Miami, so... we're 1-0 this year.
So. The Dolphins.
And we swept them last year, too, so...
it is true.
I got to get my digs in when I'm on stage.
When you're walking out there, you'll be all
right. I think it's going to be a good game. I mean, both teams, you think about the trip, and both teams are relying on, are they going to be tired and jet lagged and all that stuff. But I think it's going to take them about a quarter to get going, and then it'll be a good football game, hopefully.
What about receivers around the NFL that you like to watch today? Who are the guys that you sit there and they really catch your attention?
Well, you know, I'm an old school guy. I like the Larry Fitzgeralds and those guys. I like Calvin Johnson. The way he plays is such a beast.
Yeah.
AJ Green, Antonio Brown, guys like that are really, to me, I just look at their line of work and how they approach the game. You know, everybody's good. Everybody's out there and they're good for a reason. It's the guys that do the smallest of things that make them better than the next guy.
I was very, very lucky to sit down and interview Calvin Johnson this summer, and he said he didn't say it as much because he's very, very modest, but the teammates were saying...
Well, our receivers are modest. It's just our nature. We love attention and we're modest.
Okay.
We want the ball all the time.
Because you're always open, right?
Always open.
Always. Well, but Calvin's teammates were saying literally he is the first on the field and the last to leave. And that is important, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you approach a game, everybody approaches a game differently. And you do that little stuff, that puts you on top. That's why he's to me the best in the game right now, as far as receivers.
Absolutely. Yep. This guy always was open. He is 951 catches. Just quickly as we wrap up, you had 951 catches. If you played now, you'd add a few more to that, wouldn't you?
I'd probably have about 500 more. You can't get hit no more.
Fair enough.
You hit you and they give you a flag right away, man. Listen, I'm surprised I'm not getting ready to get hit right now.
Listen, do your thing. You're safe up here, I can tell you.
I'm looking down the street here. Up, here comes. Yeah, here
you're safe up here. Andre, let's see you do your best quarterback impression. Let's catch the pass from the Hall of Famer.
Hey, that's my job.
That's nice.
That's pretty good there. That is spiral.
That's nice. Oh, very good. People at the front get forgotten, you see. It's because you got the best view.
All right, I'm going to throw it over this.
See if you can hit that flag.
See that dude? Go ahead, put your hand up. All right.
Oh,
that's
true,
man. No, not you. Put your hand down. I got you right there. Ready? That's where I was going.
Very good. Right. Ladies and gents, he is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's an NFL legend. Please give it up for Andre Reed.
Thank you. Hey, have a good time again. Enjoy it.
Hey guys, if you want to get a hold of Audrey or Marcus, send them an email at fowlhawksnest@gmail.com.